Death of a Gerbil, a play by Dewan and Claire Demmer, a slightly Americanized reading featuring Alan Haley, David Corrett, Shannon Muse, and Steve Sachs.
Meet Darren. He's a bookkeeper at Wilson, 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 and Smith. Third cubicle from the window, second floor. He has recently been promoted to senior bookkeeper. He is 30 years old and is an average guy with brown hair and eyes. He pays his taxes on time. He's also dead. At this point, Darren does not know he's dead. Yet.
Next. No, number 42. 42, number 42. Going once. So? Number 42?
Yes.
Let's see. Been a good boy this year?
I think so. Excuse me, sir, but who are you?
More to the point, who are you?
Oh, sorry. I'm Darren. Darren Gerbil. It's been a really weird day.
That's okay, young man. I suppose being hit by a double-decker bus did confuse you a bit. It's quite common, really. Now, where was I?
Sorry, what?
Name?
Darren Gerbil. Hang on a minute. Did you say I was hit by a bus?
A red double-decker, number 42. Yes. Bramfontein to South Hills. That's why you're here.
Is this the hospital?
No.
The emergency room at the hospital?
No.
Doctor's rooms?
No.
Then where?
I'm sorry to break this to you, my boy, but you are dead.
Look, I can't be dead.
This is the Pearly Gate headquarters. This is where we process your application. In order to process your application, you will need to fill out forms A, B, C, D, E, F, G, I, and J. Once your application has been processed, then you will be allocated, and according to your allocation designation, you will be sent to heaven,
Hallelujah.
Hell, or purgatory. Please remember to fill out all the forms in triplicate. Don't worry, we have pens. We don't expect you to bring one with you.
Hey, you didn't give me Form H. Don't I need to fill out Form H as well?
Let's see. Were you in possession of a stolen spacecraft? And did your spacecraft illegally crash land in Area 52 on Earth?
I think you're right. That's not me. So, I'm actually dead?
You were hit by a number 42 bus. They tend to have that effect on people.
I don't even remember being hit by a bus.
Probably better for you that you don't.
Really? Dead? Are you sure there hasn't been some mistake?
Let's see, shall we? Let's see. Darren Gerbil, is it?
Uh-huh.
Darren. Darren Gable. Darren Getty. Darren Geddes, the fourth? Honestly, you'd think they'd be more original. Not that I'm saying it isn't a lovely name. Overdramatic, okay? Okay. Darren Goff. Darren Getty. No, that can't be right. Darren Geffy. Darren Getty.
What's
There must be some mistake.
Aha!
This is highly irregular.
Told you.
Now see here, young man. You wouldn't be here if you weren't dead.
Well, if I'm not in the book, perhaps I'm not really dead.
The system is infallible.
Clearly.
Someone must have misfiled your paperwork. It will be traced. The system is infallible. Now, just because we don't have you on my system doesn't mean that you're not dead.
What am I supposed to do now? Just wait? For how long?
No more than 500 years, give or take.
500 years? What am I supposed to do for 500 years? Am I supposed to just wait here until then? There's not even a vending machine.
Oh, no, no. You can't wait here.
Why not?
Because you're occupying the virtual queue. Only once this application has been processed will the following be executed.
Executed? You mean someone down there is waiting for... Oh, no.
It was a figure of speech.
Oh, thank goodness.
We'll be sending you back down until such time as your paperwork can be retrieved.
Oh, cool. It will be good to be home for a while.
No, that will not be suitable.
Why not?
Because you have been dead and buried these past 6 months now. Thus, you won't be going down as yourself, but merely as a spiritual mirror of your former self.
You mean like a ghost?
Exactly. Now, stand dead still. Shouldn't be too tricky, huh? Considering that, well...
Just get on with it.
Who the hell are you?
You can see me?
Of course I can see you. Just because you're sitting on my couch, it doesn't make you invisible. What are you doing in my house? Don't come any closer. I'm warning you.
Look, you don't understand.
Of course I understand. You're a filthy sex pervert, and you've come to my house intent on having your way with me and to take me in strange, erotic, and sensual ways. But I'm telling you straight, not going to happen. Nope, no way. So you can just leave.
I don't want to have sex with you.
What? Why not? Why are you here then? Let me guess. You were going to rob me blind. But you thought you'd have a quick break and a nice snooze on my couch before you started collecting your loot. Why not have a cup of tea while you're at it?
Look, I'm not here to have sex with you or to take you in strange, erotic, or sensual ways. Not here to rob you. I'm just here. You're not even supposed to be able to see me, I think.
Then... why are you here?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you. But don't worry, I'll leave. Sorry for the fright I gave you.
Wait! Before you leave, what was that thing you said just now?
I'm going to leave now?
No, before that. After you said you weren't a pillaging sex maniac.
That I didn't think you would be able to see me?
Yes, that part. I thought that's what you said. Never mind. You can go then.
Thanks. Goodbye. It was nice meeting you.
Likewise, strangely. I'm Jade, by the way.
I'm Darren. Darren Gerbil. I'm sorry. I don't seem to be able to leave.
I knew it! You're a ghost, right?
I think so. At least that's what they tell me. How did you know that?
I see dead people. I also see stupid people.
What?
I can see dead people. My mom can as well. It's like familial.
Where do you get this weird language you keep spouting?
How rude. I read more than you.
So why can't I leave?
Look.
The Idiot's Guide to Ghosts and Haunting.
See here, page 76, Hauntings. Ghosts cannot leave the place they haunt and are restricted from doing so by the powers that be. What happened when you tried to leave?
I can't describe it. Like a force keeping me here.
That's it then. So now we know.
Sorry, you seem to be stuck with me. Heaven only knows why they sent me to someone who could actually see me. I think it's bizarre, to be honest, but there's nothing I can do about it.
So, how did you die?
That's just it. I don't remember dying at all. One minute I was looking at this woman crossing the road, and the next I'm at the pearly gates being processed. Only they lost my paperwork.
They lost your paperwork? That doesn't seem right. They're infallible.
I've had this conversation already.
Do ghosts even drink tea?
Let's look, shall we? Here it is. Chapter 5, Everyday Needs. Ghosts do not need to eat or drink. Too bad. I am dying for a beer right now.
Well, I've got one, if you feel like one.
Thanks. Hey, it just went right through me.
I didn't even think ghosts could actually hold physical items at all. Let's see what the big book says. Okay. On rare occasions, some ghosts can actually pick things up.
Like poltergeists? Don't they hurl things across rooms and stuff?
Usually happens when the ghost feels a strong emotion, such as anger. There's your poltergeist thingy.
Well, I'm not angry.
No, you're not.
I wonder why.
That's it! You do have a strong emotion. It's confusion. That's funny.
What? No, it's not.
There you go. Sorry, but it seems that the book was right. Told you, it's infallible.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yes?
So what do you propose to do with me?
Not sure, actually. Hey, you could always do the dishes.
Will I need to sleep, though?
Probably not. You are dead, you know.
Please stop reminding me of that fact. I've had a lot to handle today.
Well, it's not like I actually asked to be haunted, either.
Sorry. Well, I could do your books for you. I'm a bookkeeper, you know.
I'm between jobs at the moment.
Oh, so what do you do when you're not in between jobs then?
Well, I'm a student, kind of, part-time. I wanted to study law, but there's kind of a conflict of interest with my folks. They want me to do oral readings and seances. It's just so unfair, you know? Sorry, I don't even know why I'm telling you this stuff. It's not like I know you at all.
That's okay. You might get to know me pretty well, so you might as well spill now.
Thanks. You're okay, you know? For a spirit.
Thanks. But I wish there was something I could do about this.
You mean, like, resurrect yourself? I don't think you'd want to do that, really. Being a zombie is not all it's cut out to be.
You know this personally?
No, but Mother knows a guy who is one. He goes to her for therapy, you know. Says it's a high-maintenance life with the usual technical difficulties of, you know, constant decomposition. And you have to find replacement limbs yourself. Unless you work in a morgue, I think it's quite a hassle. And they don't always fit nicely, either. Not to mention how hard it is to get a date.
Yuck.
Trust me, resurrection is not the way to go.
Got it. To be frank, you seem very nice and all, but I really don't want to stay here in this one-bedroom apartment for possibly 5 centuries.
I agree. I'm kind of a private person, as it is, and you really can't be here anyway.
Any bright ideas, then?
Hey, I know.
Cool. Hey, you just threw salt at me, and it went in my eye. KFC chili salt? And this is supposed to banish me how?
Hey, it works on, you know, that TV program about the brothers who fight ghosts and demons.
It's called Supernatural. And I think it's supposed to be spiritual granular salt or something, not KFC chili salt. Who knows how much salt is really in this anyway? It's probably mostly preservatives.
Well, I didn't have any other.
Hey, next time, throw it over your left shoulder. Maybe it'll bring you luck.
Don't be an idiot. Okay. Here's one. Exorcism for Dummies. All the basic materials you need for a stage 1 exorcism. Stage 1 being if the spirit is cooperative and not evil or malign in any way. You're not uncooperative, evil, or malign, are you?
Well, my roommate did moan about me not washing dishes enough. Does that count?
No, I don't think so.
Believe me. The way she went on, she...
It really doesn't count.
Well, luckily, this ghostly state is only temporary. That's what he said, St. Peter. I will be a ghost for between 1 week and 500 years.
Great. The thing is, I would prefer to have you out of here by tonight, if possible.
Why tonight? I thought I'd put my feet up, watch a little TV, you know.
My new boyfriend is coming over. He wants to talk to me about taking our relationship to the next level.
Oh, really? Ha, you do know that is male for he wants to sleep with you.
No, it's not that. Really? Do you think so? I thought it might be, but I wasn't sure.
He wants to try to sleep with you at any rate. In fact, he will in all likelihood give you a very convincing reason why you should.
Oh my God, I'm so nervous. What will I do?
What do you usually do in situations like these?
I don't know. It's been a long time.
Ah, embarrassing. So how about that exorcism then?
Good point. Okay. Step 1, ingredients. Holy water, sacred candles, rope. I don't think we need rope. I mean, it's not like you're possessing some guy and we have to get you out, hey?
But you still need the holy water and the sacred candles, I think.
I have the holy water. It's under the sink. Candles, I don't.
Hey, what kind of girl keeps holy water under her sink anyway?
The kind that has strange ghosts in her apartment kind? I'll have to go find some sacred candles then.
I'll be here.
Where else would you be?
I wonder if I could exercise myself if I read all this out. Hey, what happens to ghosts once they're exorcised anyway? I hope she doesn't send me back to the pearly gates again before I'm properly designated. We just couldn't have that. Oh, no. The system is infallible.
Hello, Darren. Ah! Before you interrupt me with any meaningless jabbering or ask any stupid questions, let me say one thing. Bottoms up! Ah, that's better. Okay, now let's get on with it.
With what?
They sent me for you.
They did?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm here to sort out this almighty screw-up once and for all.
What are you going to do?
Sort this mess out, okay? Hey, you don't mind holding this, do you?
You want me to hold your scythe? But then how...
Oh, it's not mine. It's my girlfriend's scythe. She's a reaper, you know? A grim reaper. And a damn sexy one, I might add. The scythe?
Why don't you just lean it on the sink in the kitchen?
Oh, you can take it. Come on. No, don't worry. It's not working. I'm taking it for its 10,000 soul service after I sort you out, see? It's crazy how a scythe can blunt on a stubborn soul. Yep, but after this, you'll be running smooth as a baby's bottom. Here, catch. Ah!
Sounds like it wasn't that blunt after all. Sorry, but who the hell are you?
I am your guardian angel. Let me rephrase that. I was your guardian angel before you made the stupid mistake and walked in front of that bus.
Guardian angel? Okay. But before I ask the obvious, let me start by saying that actually, I don't believe you. I mean, you don't look like an angel at all, to be frank.
Not Frank. Rodney's the name. Danger's my field of expertise.
Hi, I'm Rodney. I still don't believe you, by the way.
Look, I know all humans are brought up on this myth that angels have wings and little tinsel halos and all. But here in the real world, it's rough and tough. And the tinsel keeps falling apart.
Right.
Joke. Funny. Uh-huh. No? You never did have a sense of humor.
Look, I'm having a rather bad day here. So do you mind? I'm kind of occupied here.
Can't do that.
Look, if you're worried about what the big boss in the sky will say, don't worry. I won't mention a thing about abstaining from guardian angel duty. Cross my heart and hope to... Well, you know what I mean.
Look, Darren, I am your friggin' guardian angel, okay? Sorry, was your friggin' guardian angel. There's been a major screw-up up here, and I've been sent to sort this bureaucratic nightmare out before St. Peter implodes from the stress. And if you think you're having a bad day, tell me about it. I had a bad day from hell myself.
Look, I'm sure dying is pretty much top of the bad day list right now.
Darren, you weren't supposed to die.
What?
You weren't meant to die. You weren't meant to get hit by that bus.
If I wasn't, then why?
Why? Women. Specifically, a woman. You were looking at that woman when you got hit by that bus. She distracted you. That's why you got hit by the bus.
The woman with the red top?
Specifically, with the low-cut red top, revealing a little more of the breast area than is needed, coupled with a push-up bra to achieve maximum cleavage effect, designed to drive the average male to drink. Speaking of which...
Or insane curiosity as to what her nipples really do look like. That sort of thing turns a male's brain to mush, rendering him temporarily insane and likely to get hit by a bus.
So that was what happened. I see. Wait, were you there?
Of course I was there. I was your guardian angel. That's what I do. Oh, sorry. Did.
And you've been there my whole life?
Yep. Who do you think moved that bush conveniently near the house when you supermanned your way off the roof?
I always wondered about that. Thanks. So you were there the whole time?
Your whole life, yep.
So you saw me get splattered by the bus?
Technically, yes.
Let me get this straight. You're my guardian angel, and you watched me get splattered by a bus? Isn't that the sort of thing a guardian angel is supposed to prevent?
Theoretically, yes. But if one's assigned human, it's silly enough to focus his entire attention on some arbitrary tits and legs and a small but sexy tattoo on the back of her calf. Well, there wasn't a damn thing I could do about it. It's your fault, really, that you died because you allowed yourself to be ruled by your glands.
Okay, so if you're my guardian angel, and I am now strictly speaking as dead as a doornail, why are you here?
I'm assigned your caseworker. I'm here to sort this mess out. First of all, I need to ask you a few questions.
So do all guardian angels get changed to caseworkers when their human dies?
Change in protocol.
Ah.
Now, question number one. State your entire name and any name changes you may or may not have authorized through your entire existence. Also, include all of the names your parents wanted to call you before they settled on Darren.
So you were there like my entire life watching over me. Wow.
That's the general idea. Name?
How close were you to me then? I mean, do you have to be in the same room as me all the time? Or could you be on the roof of the house or something? You see, I always felt a presence in my bedroom. I just knew it. And my mother always told me I was lying.
That was your great Aunt Bertha you sensed. She's a good soul, but that see-through nighty. I mean, people should realize that when you reach the ripe old age of 96, a see-through nighty is likely to have the opposite effect on people. No, to answer your question, a guardian angel has to be within 1 meter of his assigned human at all times. So, Darren Gerbil, now, how do you spell gerbil anyway?
Oh, a meter, huh?
Like the rodent?
I was standing in the middle of the road when I got hit, right?
You know, the details are a bit hazy. It all happened so fast. G-E-R-B-A-L?
A road is about 5 meters wide. That means you had to be standing in the middle of the road with me when it happened.
A-L or I-L?
I passed that woman and then stopped in the road to have a second look. I remember now. She was facing me when I got hit, facing me the whole time. I never saw the tattoo.
Yeah, you snooze, you lose.
But if you saw the tattoo at the back of her calf, you must have been behind her. Yeah, you didn't come with me. You stayed behind on the pavement to get another look. That's why you saw the tattoo. That's why you didn't see the bus. And that's why I died an untimely death. You lecherous bastard.
Look, at least you died happy, right?
You prick. How could you even say that? I had things I wanted to do with my life. I had plans.
Look, everybody makes mistakes.
Not with my life.
Ask any surgeon. All surgeons kill patients. It's a documented fact.
But you're not a surgeon. You're a guardian angel. A guardian angel who doesn't even know how to spell my friggin' name. Just my luck. Other people get to have their lives saved in the nick of time by a beautiful female angel. I, on the other hand, get a lecherous, alcoholic, middle-aged idiot of a guardian angel. Wait, wait, you're not a guardian angel. You're a caseworker. You got fired, didn't you?
Not exactly fired, more like demoted. Talk about our mighty forgiveness. Ha!
Well, if it was a mistake to let me die, are you here to correct your mistake?
Can't bring you back to life, if that's what you mean. Those are the rules. Once you're dead, you're, well, dead. Sorry, ma'am.
So, what happens now?
Well, we fill in these forms in triplicate. We send them up above, and then we wait.
How long?
Till they process you. Then you go where you're supposed to go. I go back to being somebody else's caseworker, and we're all as happy as we can be under the circumstances. Do you know I was about to be promoted to Heavenly Choir? You were my second last human case. One more after you, and I'd have been set for life. I mean, have you seen the babes in that choir? Oh, baby. No, of course you haven't. But I'm telling you, man, it's like singing beside Miss Universe Swimsuit Parade 9 to 5 every day. Yep, that would have been me.
Look, you didn't end up dead because your guardian angel was perving over some hot chick.
It's going to take me another 1,000 cases to work my way back up to guardian angel, if they even let me go that route. And then another 1,000 to Heavenly Choir. The average human lives 70 years. That's 140,000 years. Do you know how long that is? Life itself may be extinct before I reach that goal, and you think your day is bad.
So we wait?
Yep. Got anything to drink?
Do you always make this much mess?
Oh, no. I could be far worse. Take Sodom and Gomorrah, for instance.
You were the avenging angel?
No. I'm a lover, not a fighter. I just went along to watch. Spectator sport, you know?
I'll bet. Look, there's something you should know. There's a girl that lives here, and she can see me. She sees dead people.
Well, she won't see me unless I make myself visible to her. No living human can.
Do you have to stay here the whole time? Can't you just leave and you come back when the paperwork is processed?
Is she hot?
Yes. No, I don't know. I don't think of her that way.
Aha! So if she is a little hottie, you'd rather not have old Rodney here leering at her, is that it?
Something like that. She seems decent enough. Far more decent than you, at any rate. Although that's not hard.
I think it's important for me to stay. Just to keep an eye on you, you know?
Well, considering you've done such a great job of that already, you're not just staying because of Jade?
Me? Of course not. Cross my heart and hope to die and go to heaven. She is a little hottie. Too late. Wish you were alive, eh? Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Say no more. Say no more.
Well, yes, but...
I've got the sacred candles for the exorcism.
Exorcism? Bad idea. Very bad.
Why?
Because that's what the ritual says, dummy. I thought you were reading. I thought you were unable to drink. How? I don't get it. Where did all these bottles come from?
Hey, where do you keep your rubbish bin anyway?
Nothing like a good stiff one when you need it. And believe me, you will if she goes ahead with that supposed exorcism.
A good stiff one would be great right now, regardless.
Pardon?
Please explain what you meant by that.
No, you explain what you meant by that.
Nothing.
Sorry. Now, where can I put this?
As I was saying, this whole exorcism thing is a crap idea. Crap. Crap.
Oh, it's here by the bookcase. Are you blind? Hey! Watch it, mister!
It wasn't me.
Really?
Really. Hey!
Hey, these hands have a mind of their own.
Look, just don't do it again. I'm not that kind of girl, okay?
Okay, sorry. Let me help you clear up a bit.
Ow! What did you do?
Sorry, hands have a mind of their own.
They're disgusting.
I know.
It's great, isn't it?
No, it's not.
What is it?
You're
acting strangely. You haven't been drinking the holy water, have you?
No, it's just that, do you think the exorcism is such a good idea? Help me here.
I thought we agreed on this. It will help you.
You've changed your mind.
You've changed your mind. I mean, I've changed my mind.
Why?
Why?
You've got to have a reason.
Once you're exercised, there's no going anywhere. Anywhere at all. You're stuck forever.
I'll be stuck forever.
No, if we don't do it, you'll be stuck here forever. And I like this apartment. I'm not moving, so you are going to have to go. Where is that book?
You mean this book?
Yes, that one. Hand it over.
Bad idea. Not if you ever want to go to heaven, that is.
No.
Give it to me.
No.
That's it. You are going down, buddy.
No. No, no. Ah. Oh, shit.
Aha. Okay. Now, where were we? Oh, yes. The candles.
No, wait, please. You don't have to do this. I won't be any trouble. I can even give you advice about your date. A male perspective, okay? No? Please, listen.
Now I sprinkle you with the holy water. Now I say the following incantation. Add the onion and saute to lightly brown. This can't be right. It looks like a recipe.
Well, even the exorcised need a last meal.
Don't be a moron. Wait, there's a page missing from the book. And the lady at the shop swore it was new. What a ripoff.
So what happens now?
We call the professionals. I'm calling St. Peter's.
Are you calling them to report a theft of sacred candles?
No. I'm going to get you professionally exorcised.
Do something.
Oh, this is bad. Very bad. Oh, if these guys get a hold of you, you are toast. Toast, do you hear me?
And no, you can't come out of the circle to pinch my butt again. Sorry to spoil your afterlife.
Hello, St. Peter's.
Hello? I'm looking for an exorcist.
Good day. You've reached St. Peter's, the parish that cares. Are you inquiring about Mass? We have Mass every day at 9 a.m., 2 p.m., and on Sunday four times daily, except at Christmas when we...
Sorry to interrupt you, but do you have a priest there that does exorcisms?
Except at Christmas when we also have a midnight Mass.
This is the Catholic Church, right?
Oh, yes.
Good. I'm being possessed.
Do you want to confess?
No, I have a ghost in my apartment, and I want an exorcist.
This is a church, dear. We don't do films. If you tried the video store.
Listen to me. I have a ghost in my apartment that is very unwelcome, and I need someone to come and exorcise him. Sorry, it. Can you help me or not?
Oh, no, 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 no. That sort of thing went out ages ago. Very old-fashioned practice. Out with the burning of witches.
The burning of the witches?
Oh, that was some nasty business.
Yes.
So sorry, dear. Maybe next time.
No, please. Help me. You don't understand. I really have a ghost in my apartment, and I really need to get rid of it. Is there no way you can send someone over?
It's not something we do often, you see.
Please, I'm begging you.
Oh, very well. Goodbye.
Yes?
I'm from the church.
Well, from St. Peter's?
Hear about the ghost.
That was quick.
When it comes to these spawns of hell, you don't mess around.
Well, I wouldn't say spawn of hell, exactly.
Where is the offending spirit?
He's over there.
Oh, my. I can see it. Pure evil, miss. I can tell. It deserves everything it gets.
Well,
what has it done to tempt you? Has it offered you a place in heaven in return for your everlasting soul?
Not really. He made a mess, but to be fair, he cleaned up after himself.
Did it ask you for, favors of a sexual nature?
Not really asking. More like a slap on the bum.
Oh, into a little slap and tickle, are we?
No, not me, him.
I see. Pity. Okay, miss, before we go through tormenting this evil creature and sending it back to the depths of eternal damnation, may I ask you something?
You're going to send him to hell?
Oh, yes. Creatures like that deserve no less.
I mean, he's annoying, but you don't just put him into a bottle or something?
Hello, I'm right here listening to you wanting to bottle me forever.
Nope, sorry, to hell he must go. He shall pay for what he has done to you. He shall pay. Now, bring me the holy water and the sacred candles. Let us begin his descent into the afterlife.
Listen, I've changed my mind. I don't think I'll be needing your services, actually.
Really? You sure?
Yes. Now, I really think that you can go back to the church and let them know I've changed my mind.
Well, goodbye to you both. You sure you're not wanting a little slap and tickle, huh?
No. Please leave.
Don't say I didn't offer.
He's gone?
Thank God.
Thanks for not bottling me for all eternity. So, you're stuck with me.
You're welcome, and I suppose I am.
Sorry about your date.
It's okay. I'll sort something out. Ow! And I'm sitting on something. Hey, what's this? It's a clipboard. And it's got your name on it, see?
Let me see. Hey, they spelled my name wrong. What a surprise. With an A instead of an I.
Ah, there you are. You're late. We finally figured out what to do with you.
I heard I wasn't supposed to die.
That is correct, young man. And since you thus cannot get into heaven, hell, or purgatory until your due date, we thought we'd offer you a position.
A position?
Yes. There's been an unexpected opening in the guardian angel department. Would you like a job?